Hey, everyone. Well, welcome back to our Women in Worship podcast. Today, we're going to be jumping back in with Tara Banks for part two. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. But talking about, like, bocce, like Bethany's word, bot. You know, Tara, has there been any kind of experiences in your lifetime of leading or relationships or communication that you've just really dropped the ball on? That you want to maybe share, because stories matter.
Oh, my word.
And be encouraged, because
you can't say it. Be encouraged. Every time before the bomb drops.
She's okay. Prepping.
It's a life-giving way to talk,
wrap
right?
Wrap it with love.
It is.
So, Tara, do you have any experiences you want to share and help us out?
I have no experiences I want to share. I probably have dropped the ball.
We kind of want to laugh at you.
More often. Okay. All right. Let me see if I can pull one up. You may have to talk amongst yourselves for a minute
Yeah, I mean, there's just one time that...
Do you know of a time that I have dropped the ball?
I don't. But I just thought maybe I could ask, and you had something that we just didn't know today.
That was just fresh.
Like a newer part of Tara that we've never heard. Like, has there been a set or something where you called the wrong thing and the band just crashed and burned?
Well, okay, I have two stories. One is a we crashed and burned story. I always love to tell crash and burn stories, because those are just endearing and everybody has them. And then another story I'll tell was a communication fail. Can I tell two? The first story, we'll do the crash and burn story first. Okay. Setting the scene, we were starting a worship series, the opening weekend of a worship series called So Will I, based on the song. We were going to do a whole series on it. So we were, this is our fourth service of the weekend. So the last one, we were doing it sort of as a special to introduce the song, introduce our congregation to the song. Well, you know, that song has 18
how many words?
100 billion words in
it's
it,
a
right?
Hymn, if I ever
thank
heard
you,
one.
Hillsong.
Yes. Thank you. We love you, but it has so many words. And so,
that's my phone going off.
It's okay.
At any rate, we start to sing the song, and tracks start, and the keyboard player walks off the platform. We're like, what's happening? You know, it's like we kind of need him. Right. And so I'm into my talkback mic, you know, cut it, whatever. Well, so then production cuts lyrics and we try to relaunch. Well, they thought we were going to just cut it. Production did.
Didn't put
the lyrics back up. And so right about that time, we launched tracks again. And I'm like, I have no idea what the first line is. Like, not a clue. It's gone. Just gone. And so I'm standing there. Granted, we've done it four other times.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
I can't breathe for you.
It
right
doesn't
now
matter.
It's
it first doesn't song matter. And so we start in, and I just went.
We have all been there.
And just kind of like hummed through the verse. And then I was like, you know what? We're going to start that over again. And we just cold turkey stopped the whole thing, or came to a screeching halt. And the congregation kind of laughed and giggled and clapped. And, you know, on walks our keyboard player back, you know, and he's kind of sheepish.
He's
and
got
whatever
a bag of chips and a cup.
Yeah, he just forgot we were doing this, like the special. He just forgot.
Tracks today.
He just forgot. Anyway, so, but it's all on video. I'll be happy to post it. If you want to see it,
it is a beautiful
moment.
Yes.
So, yeah. But anyway, all to say, everyone has massive train wrecks. It doesn't matter how long you've been doing it.
Yes.
There's
oh my
a train
gosh
wreck. Okay, so this is a funny communication fail.
I'm sweating because of all this.
This one might make you sweat too. Okay, so my husband's name is Greg. My senior pastor's name is also Greg. Pastor Greg Surratt. Okay, so I had just been asked to come on staff to look after our broadcast location. This is week one on the job. And I get a text, and the text message just at the top, it just said Greg. I had chosen to do like the name shortcut thing or whatever, so it didn't list out like Greg Banks or Greg Surratt. And so I get a text.
I was hurting so bad.
From Greg that says, I would like for you to do such and such song this weekend. To which I quickly popped off a text thinking it was my husband. Since when do you plan my sets?
Oh God.
To which he very quickly replied, like the bubbles immediately came up, since I became your senior pastor.
Oh my goodness.
And I dropped my phone.
Died.
And went running down the hall. I mean, like full sprint down the hall to his office. Just like, I'm so sorry. I thought this was a text from my husband. And he said, you talk to your husband like that? We had a big laugh. Of course, he was totally fine. We operate like family, but it was like, that is not the way to start your first
10 seconds. That's not even to crawl under.
Wait, yes. I missed that. That was your first week?
My first week looking after broadcast.
You didn't even text back. You were like, drop and run.
I just drop and run. Like, I knew I had to make it right.
You know, that's one thing I've never seen you do is sprint. And I sprinted. Mind have a picture.
She's not going to sprint right now. She's not sprinting.
On wings like eagles.
She said, Lord, carry me to the Ethiopian now. Let me be as Philip. Be like Philip. That's a good band.
So, yes.
If a band pops up called Feet Like Philip, that's it. You know it's me.
Stephanie wants a royalty.
Copyright.
New band name.
Copyright. Sorry. Gosh, I love that. Yeah.
I know.
Those are both really bad.
That was a freshness for my soul right
there. So, you were asking for two, or you're asking for some, you know, fresh.
I think those will do.
Will those do?
Y'all.
I relate to that too much, and I feel uncomfortable. And I can't breathe right now. I can't.
I looked over at Bethany during that story, and her eyes kept getting bigger.
She was actually holding her breath at one point.
I can't, and I think it's because, if anything, just things happen to me all the time. It is a spiritual gift that I have or ignorance, either one, if you want to say it. And so when I hear those types of stories, I love them and crave them, but I hurt.
Yes.
Because I'm automatically putting myself in your shoes thinking, oh yeah, I've done that. Oh yeah, I've been there. I said that text.
Your empathy meter is super high.
Oh, it hurts so bad. It hurts so bad.
It makes you a good friend.
It does. And I also relate because my husband's name's Andy. And there are a lot of Andys. And so I had to completely take on my text and wipe Andy out altogether for mine. And now it just says husband.
That's what I do for Caleb.
Because it freaked me out.
Maybe you should do that.
Oh, I totally did. That day.
I had a couple of instances where I was serving with pastors that was their name. Mm-hmm. And as names would pop up, I realized I've told other men I love them with red hearts and emojis.
On
several occasions. I've also sent people grocery lists.
Yes.
They're like, because they were right by.
And they were like, hey, Bethany, I'm so sorry, but I am not buying your groceries for you tonight. And I was like, your name was right by mine. I'm so sorry.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. So, in my phone, Pastor Greg is PG, and my husband is just Greg. So, now we know. Now we know.
Oh, man. I've always been scared I was going to send, wrong text or just, even just a picture of my kids with this random person.
Oh, yeah.
Like the other day, sorry, Meredith Andrews, I put her on a text message by accident.
Oh, no.
We had a girl that was singing BGB's named Meredith. And I think I just had Meredith Andrews' phone number from years ago at a conference. I don't normally text her. What's up, Meredith?
We love you, Meredith.
We love you.
We love you, though.
We know our place.
Okay, so I said, I put everybody on text there, the background vocalist said, hey, make sure you're ready for these parts tomorrow.
Church.
This was last week, y'all. This was last week.
This is fresh.
So quickly.
Did she respond?
Yeah, quickly, Meredith left the conversation. And in my mind, this girl, Meredith, is at Highlands College, and I thought, now what gives her...
Why is she leaving this conversation?
Since
I became your senior pastor.
That's right.
And I'm driving down 280, and I go, now Meredith, I wonder if she thought this was just a... You know, because I'm thinking it's our Meredith here.
Yes.
She goes, and then I look at it, and I go, oh my gosh, I just texted Meredith Andrews, of all people. I'm sorry.
You told her to get ready for the
text. Yeah, I texted her.
She's like, come to Church of the Highlands, I'll send you the parts.
She did respond. She said, I was just a little confused, and she laughed it off. And I was like, I am so sorry. But anyway, Yeah. I was like, you don't have to be here at church in the morning.
We're not going to be looking for you
we'll
on
take you off the schedule.
Yeah. But thinking about that, that made me think about talking about these young girls, like Meredith, she's 20 or whatever. But So thinking back, Tara, where you are now, maybe what's something that you would tell your 20-year-old self?
Oh, man, do not miss a moment.
Oh, that's good.
There are so many times, I cannot tell you how many times I'm standing on platform these days and going, if I had only savored the, quote, early days.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel like I'm done by any, you know, by any stretch.
Right.
I mean, I'm 43 years old, and I feel like I still have worship leading life in me.
Yeah, yeah.
But I have had a lot more worship leading life than I will have, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I just feel like I didn't savor the days like I should have.
Wow.
So good.
And it just happens so fast. It's this whole like, you know, oh, your kids will grow up and it'll be so fast and it's a vapor. And like, yes. But life is what happens when you're busy doing other things. And like, this is life.
Like, you don't know how fast it's moving when you're in it.
You don't. And I tell our team all the time, these are the good days.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these are the good old days.
Yes.
And this day, like today, is going to be the day that there's going to be something funny that happens today. And we're going to look back and we're going to laugh at this day.
Mm-hmm.
But like, be so present in this day, because you are going to be 43 years old and you're going to look back and go, I just did 20 years of ministry in a blink, and I'm not sure I remember a lot of it.
Yeah.
I remember big seasons and big days and conferences, but it's just the day-to-day doing life with people. There's just a lot of it I didn't savor.
Yeah, and there's so many moments that shaped you that, like, you can't even remember sometimes.
Yes.
Like, I don't even know how I got here.
Yeah. I'm so grateful for the opportunities that I was given, particularly at a young age. The people that mentored me and took me under their wing were willing to take kind of an unknown 17-year-old who just rolled up in Charleston and take a big risk on me.
Yeah.
I had no audition. Mm-hmm. It was, can you sing? We'd like to, you know, come back next week.
Yeah. What were auditions when we were younger? I didn't even know what that was.
Our team was tiny. Our church was tiny. You know, we were literally a couple hundred people, period. And so I'm just so grateful that people were willing to take a risk, you know? And anyway, I would just say, savor the days.
Yeah.
That's, I love that.
So good.
Savor the days. Be present.
Be present.
I have heard that apparently the Lord's trying to maybe do something too. You know, the more you're something, the more you're like, wait a minute. You didn't know that guy. But now you're saying the same.
Yes.
I was talking to a worship leader here yesterday while we're in the middle of this conference, and that was one of the things that he was saying. He was just like, man, these are the days. We're talking about songwriting with some people that are trying to begin that process at their local church, and we started talking about what's your inspiration and why are you writing and what are you writing, and he just kind of laughed. He said, man, the minute that we all figure out that these are the days that we're in and we're writing for these days and not those days,
yeah,
it just changes everything. And I went home last night and that statement kept coming up over and over in my mind. These are the days. This is the day you want to be in.
Yes.
This is the day. So I think that statement probably just kind of rounds out that entire discussion about family and balance and identity and what that really means in our life. Like, these are the days that we're in, and these are the days that we're given.
Yes.
Yes.
So it's not to despise and it's not to covet another's. It's to say, this is my day that I've been given today, and this is what I'm working with.
You know, isn't it a fun thought? Maybe this is a fun thought to go out on. It's a huge thought. I can't wrap my brain around it. But to think that God placed us right here, right in this season, right in this time, when we could have been placed at any point in time in history.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But like, God has said, no, Tara Banks is in this, these years, these are her years, and this is what I have for her to do.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what a privilege.
Yeah.
That God has just, on the timeline of history, Yeah. Like, here, sitting in this room, four people sitting in your couch listening to this. This is your time in history.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is a really overused word, but please hear it for every bit of the word that it is. I feel so blessed.
Yeah. Yes.
To be alive right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And to be able to, you know, I can't remember who it was the other night was saying something about, using tracks and technology and worship and that kind of thing. Like, what a day and age we live in that we have
the opportunity,
you know, opportunity to use technology and worship and not that that's the be all end all, but like how amazing. And then how amazing it is for God to orchestrate time and space for us to be sitting in this room together and chatting with these women on a podcast again, technology to be able to reach more people, to be an encouragement and just
slowing down and thinking that way.
I feel so grateful.
This is just leads into a grateful, and that's really the entry to His presence.
Yep.
Gratitude
is entering His gate. Yeah, with thanksgiving.
Password is praise.
Yes.
Yeah. Password.
Eugene.
But seriously, like that, just an amazing. I just can't be thankful enough, and you know, I had some thoughts even bombard me here the last few days. And I just told the Lord, I said, you know what? I'm going to live in thankfulness. I choose.
That's right.
I choose. He's given us, I mean, in Deuteronomy, He says, hey, I've set before you life and death. Mm-hmm. You choose life or you can choose death.
Yes.
You can have either because you have a will. Mm-hmm. But I've really got all these amazing things set up for you if you'll just choose it.
Yeah.
And so even as worship leaders and worship pastors and women who want to do this, and even if you're, we have the women that aren't in worship that listen to this, like whatever you do in life, we get to enter His presence with thanksgiving, enter His courts with praise, and that whole perspective just sets up your whole ministry, sets up, and your ministry can be motherhood, so don't hear us wrong.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's my ministry before I work at any church.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And a ministry of a wife, you know. But I don't know. I told you, it's so big, you can't wrap your brain around it. You have to just sit there and kind of meditate on it and think of the goodness of God in this time and that He set those two things in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we going to do with it?
Mm-hmm.
What's cool, too, is that we're women in worship. That actually get, I mean, we can sing. We have those voices that can enter into His gates. Because I've had so many people go, I just wish I could sing. and I turn and go, look, I wish I could sew like you. Yeah. Or I wish I could cook like you.
Yes. Your whole life is worship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your just whole life whole is. Life. But as women in worship, what an amazing opportunity that we have to use our vocal cords and our gifts as that password to presence through song.
So good.
And through... I don't know, it's just cool.
I love it.
It's a great song.
Cool. Hey, we're so glad you're with us today.
Thank you so much. You. It has been a blast.
Haven't y'all enjoyed Tara? Time. Everybody.
It's been refreshing.
The crowd goes wild. Now, we're going to have you back.
Awesome.
Because there is a subject that we want to dive into with you of your past year. If y'all will look at Instagram, you can see we had a picture up of Tara, and she gave us a little blurb of what her last year has looked like.
Yeah.
And I think talking about what that will be about, depression and how you deal with that, will be an amazing podcast for women who, I think women face that and are afraid to say that they face it.
Yeah, there is a lot of shame that comes with that, particularly in ministry.
In ministry,
and
right.
So I am, I'm happy to say I am on the other side of that.
Praise God,
but I do think that it is a valid conversation to have.
Yeah. Can't wait to have that one. Yeah, have that one again.
It'll have to be when we come to Charleston.
Charleston.
I feel like I can't say it unless I would have like tea in my hand
and like white gloves.
Yeah,
like
white gloves.
Yes.
I would need to wear, like, seersucker material.
And me, like, I need a skull.
Actually, you're so spot on. I'm laughing, but you're so spot on.
Reminds me when I went to England, I had tea time. I was like, this won't fill me up.
We went from Charleston to England.
Ireland. Sorry, I went to Ireland. I can't even. That's somewhere in Europe.
Charleston!
Man, I just remember sitting there going, I need about 70 of these sandwiches.
Listen, excuse me, do y'all have any biscuits?
And sweet tea. With ice.
You got that stuff called sugar? I mean, you just put it in this liquid and you start.
I love it.
I know. But no, we really loved having you.
Yes.
Thank you. We can't wait to have you back.
Thank you, ladies.
All right, guys. Well, stay tuned for the next one. We love you all, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you guys so much for listening today. And don't forget to subscribe. While you're subscribing, please leave us a review because that just helps to get the word out and to support this ministry. Also, hey, don't forget to share it with your friends and your family and follow us on Instagram so you know exactly what's coming up and happening with Women in Worship.